It's your hometown morning show with Dave and Doreen on 96.5 WKLH.
Good morning. Thank you for listening to the Morning KLH. Dave and Doreen along with Marcus. Time to check in with the host of the Midday Show. He takes over when we're done at 10 o'clock. Dave Coombs, brought to you by Steinhoffels. Relax, it's Steinhoffels and Steinhoffels.com. Dave Coombs, how you doing?
Morning. Good, good. Busy weekend. How about you guys?
Busy weekend. Yeah.
Getting the Bucks game was a little difficult. You got to go all over.
See, not for me.
Yeah.
No. Because I have Spectrum, and
yeah,
I actually had it on two different channels. Did you guys have that?
Yep. Bally's.
I had it on 31 and 33, and there were two. Okay, but did you notice that, because I kept flipping back and forth, the local telecast had a much clearer picture, and I obviously enjoyed the play-by-play and the color commentating better.
I didn't switch at all. I just kept it on Bally's.
Yeah, I had to go to Max. I had to go to Max to get it.
Really?
And
that's crazy. So that's like HBO.
Like HBO Max?
Yes. And my friend was on YouTube TV. She was watching it on YouTube TV. Because we don't have Spectrum. We have like apps.
Yeah. Right. So you can only get the Bally's app if you have Spectrum, or can you get the Bally's app without it?
I have no idea. But it's so in other words,
how you watch the Bruins
games TNT
too.
Was on Max?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
And sometimes if I'm looking for a game and I don't have Spectrum like you guys have, it's hard to find. I've got to like go searching everywhere. I've actually got to put in a Google search engine, how do I watch this game tonight?
Really?
And it tells you where to stream it.
Okay.
But a little confusing.
Well, that's because those of us here who have not cut the cord yet, as they say, right?
Yeah.
The cable cord.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why I haven't.
Yeah. But how about the Brewers? They swept over the weekend, swept the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, some great pitching and defense.
Yeah.
Great pitching, great defense.
Talking about that over the weekend, too, how much I loved baseball when I was a kid. I it's a little slow now that I'm an adult to watch an entire game sometimes. I find myself...
Doreen watches. She watches every game.
I know. You and Jim are huge baseball fans.
If I don't watch it, I'm listening to it. Like, we were doing a bunch of outside stuff, and we had it on the radio, and I don't find it...
I love the
boring
fact,
or long at all.
I think it's really cool that it's a soundtrack. Does that make sense? Like, baseball is the soundtrack of our summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like you're talking
always
about being outside.
Yep.
It's always in the background. It's always out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you have time, if the weather's crappy, you go in and watch the game.
Yep.
But if you're out enjoying the weather, you can still listen.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I got an odd text message just yesterday. I'm just sending you guys the text message that I received. I just sent it to your phones. You can, which I thought was a little bit odd.
Are you interested in going to the gym with me tomorrow?
Yeah. You know what? Every time I get one of these, I immediately delete it and block it.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are some kind of phishing.
That's clearly not a number that you know.
No. And right? I checked the area code. It's Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah. Right. And it might have been someone had a wrong.
Maybe.
By accident.
Right? I don't think so.
I don't either, because you have to put in the 1 and the 414, and if they had the number programmed, then it wouldn't have gone to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Although, some kind of a scam.
I was fighting the curiosity factor.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know,
that's
it's like,
what they're hoping, though.
Right.
That's what they want you to do. They want you to answer back, like, who is this?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Like, maybe I'll make a road trip and go to the gym with you in Atlanta.
My daughter lived in Atlanta for a while. Don't bother.
Yeah. That's interesting, though.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one. Are you interested in going to the gym with me tomorrow?
Yeah.
Which is very similar to the time Fred Klett called me up out of the blue and said,
"Yeah,
Dave, you want to go to a movie?" It was like some random afternoon. And,
oh, yeah?
And I was like, well, I guess. What are we going to go see? I didn't want to be rude.
Right.
And then he burst out laughing. He's like, man, I'm just messing with you. he was calling for me for a completely different reason. But
Ian Eagle, who called the Bucks game for TNT, he's working like wall to wall. I texted him right after the game. I said, hey, you know, you want to go out to dinner Monday night in Milwaukee? He texted right back. He said, sorry, buddy, I'm on a plane to L.A., this morning. Like from Milwaukee, goes to LA for the Lakers game, probably comes back for game 2.
That's insane.
I mean, these guys' travel schedule
they do.
Just insane.
But he's good. He's really good at what it is. Like Brian Anderson, you know, those guys are they're able to adapt their style to whatever sport they're doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really enjoy their work.
Yep.
Dave Coombs, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys.